I decided to write these stories a number of years ago, and I actually had a friend who prompted me because whenever I spoke with him about stories from work, as my work as a nurse, he said, you really should write down these stories. And I initially thought, well, I don't know what will make these stories so unique because there are so many nurses. But actually, the more I kind of thought about it, it was, these stories are significant because they are held from so many people. We do have, nurses can all resonate with these stories, and people as themselves can resonate with these stories too, being looked after by nurses at different points. And also, nurses tend to not actually necessarily document these stories because at the end of the work shift, they're very tired. So it was actually when I had resigned from a position and went to travel overseas that I wrote the majority of the stories. And they're not centered, it's not a memoir, they're not centered necessarily about me. Some of the stories, I've been there, I've been present with the stories, but they also interview a lot of my colleagues who have a lot of interesting stories. And I mean, the stories of nurses are unique. Sometimes they are incredibly heartbreaking, very joyful, very strange, very challenging, and every day is different. And the story, that a nurse might tell you when they're chatting to you over dinner might be a bit more of a dulled down version of what the reality is. And I really wanted to be able to capture the stories in all their different kinds of lights and to honour the stories of nurses and have that profession celebrated, especially in contemporary nursing, because especially, over the last couple of years, we've had fires, we've had floods, we've had the COVID pandemic, and, we've always needed nurses. They're an important part of our society, but now we know that we need them more than ever. So that was really the reason why I wanted to write about those stories.
So you're currently a nurse practitioner on the Mid-North Coast?
I am. So I've been working as a nurse practitioner for the last nearly 3 years. I now work for my, I run my own private practice. I was working in the public sector in the Mid-North Coast. I have worked in the public sector for the last 10 years, and I did move to Port Macquarie for a nurse practitioner position, and it was the first nurse practitioner position that was created with for the mental health section on that area of the Mid-North Coast. So it was a new position for me and a new position for the team. To become a nurse practitioner, you need a number of years in your chosen specialty, and you also need a certain amount of existing postgraduate study in that specialty. So I wasn't eligible to even study to become a nurse practitioner until quite recently.
So is your specialty mental health?
It is, yeah, that's right. And it's the area that I've worked in for the majority of my career. It's an area I didn't mean to necessarily seek out. I had worked in an area where I was meant to be filling in there while they were very short-staffed for a month, and then I ended up working there for in that same area for 2.5 years and went to do my Master of Mental Health Nursing and really fell in love with the work. So it's definitely a passion of mine.
Well, the demand for mental health services in regional areas is just going through the roof. Are you finding that there's a crisis there and that there's just not enough help available for those dealing with mental health issues?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've always known that to be the case, but I think especially again with the events that we've had, like the floods, the fires, the COVID pandemic, which have taken a toll on people, emotionally, but also financially, have stretched a system that was already under pressure to be even under even more pressure. And then, the amount of nurses and healthcare professionals that were also burning out through that period of time. So, and then, for people to, I guess that's what makes, mental health nurses and nurse practitioners quite unique, is that they do so many things. So, and for people to access things in the private system, for example, to see a private psychiatrist, to see a private psychologist means, it's, a big out of pocket cost and long wait list. And in the public system, it's even, unless if you're really acutely unwell, you won't be seen too. So there is a huge gap. And I mean, I've only been running my own practice for the last 6 weeks, and my books are, you know, pretty full of clients. So yeah, there's definitely a huge need out there. And I think nurse practitioners are not really known in Australia, which is a shame. They haven't really been as well utilised as what they should be.
In writing the book and sharing your experience, do you think that that may help guide perhaps somebody who's contemplating entering the profession?
Absolutely. And that's one of the focuses of writing the book, is not just to be able to inform people, you know, about all the amazing different stories that nurses hold in their profession, but it's also, and I write about that in earlier on in the book, that this is the kind of book that I wish I could have read before I started nursing, and it would have had me either feeling better informed or had me staying clear of the profession. But I think the reality is, you know, some people say, oh, nursing, it must be super rewarding. Oh, it must be so challenging. You know, it's all of those things. One of the reasons it's rewarding is because it's challenging. People who become nurses, they become nurses because they care about people and because they want to help. But there's definitely lots of difficulties that you face. Not just, I mean, the clinical work is one thing, and the clinical work can be hard. But to be honest, the biggest difficulties that nurses face are politically and within the management system. Those are the major stresses that they face above anything else. It's how things are managed politically and also within their direct management system. So this definitely is a thing of being honest about, I guess, the hardships and the joys. But it also is encouraging because, I mean, and what I emphasise in the book is that despite all of the difficulties, it's still the best decision I ever made in my life was to be a nurse. And all the things that I've been able to experience and learn and be challenged with and grow with, because I chose this path.